welcome to this goddess Isis and goddess Nephthys' transmission, clearing dark lunar magic. And as always, open body, open mind. Focusing on the cycle of breath. Allowing that focus to bring you into the present moment. Releasing concerns of past or future. Coming into the now moment. The in-breath is the invitation of light into the physical body, the body of bone, blood, organs, systems, cells. And the out-breath is the purging and releasing of all lower energies in the physical body that need to be released now, sending it back to the universe, back to the light. Allowing more space for your own soul's light in the physical body. And continuing that focus on the cycle of breath, the in-breath is the invitation of light into the emotional body. Anywhere you're holding low frequency energies, stagnant energies, in the emotional body, on the out-breath, purge and release, sending it all back to the light, to the universe. Allowing more space for your own soul's light in the emotional body. And following that cycle of breath, the in-breath, the invitation of light into the lower mental body. And anywhere you are holding stagnant energies, dense energies that do not serve you, do not belong to you, do not align with you. On the out-breath, purge and release, sending it all back to the universe, back to the light. Allowing more space for your own soul's light in the lower mental body. And following the cycle of breath as I call your teams in spirit of the highest light and resonance. Your I Am Presence, the Oversoul. Your higher selves from the 6th to the 12th dimension. All angels and archangels working with you. All guides working with you, including interdimensional guides. All stellar races working with you. And all specialist teams in spirit working with you, such as healing teams or ascension teams. Come be with you now. Come be with you now. And just feeling that connection, that click, that expansion, that warmth, that openness. And let's call the archangels holding the horizontal plane, beginning in the east with Raphael, Archangel of Air. The symbol is a crystal wand. The energy is emerald green fire. Focusing on the symbol and calling that fire and that angel into the space. To the south is Archangel Michael, Archangel of Fire. The symbol is a sword of flaming blue light. The energy is electric blue fire. As you focus on the symbol, calling that angel and that fire into the space. To the west is Archangel Gabriel, Archangel of Water. The symbol is a silver chalice, and the energy is diamond white fire. Focusing on that symbol and calling that angel and that fire into the space. To the north is Archangel Uriel, Archangel of Earth. The symbol is a golden pentacle. The energy, ruby red fire. As you focus on the symbol, calling that angel and that fire into the space. Four angels, four energies, and open. Let's call the archangels holding the vertical plane, Metatron and Sandalphon. Calling first to Metatron. Calling on the angel to bring down the Christ grid, the ascension grid. A fluid field of white gold light down into the earth plane. Down into the walls around you. The ceiling above your head. The floor beneath your feet. The door and windows around you, sealing off the space in white gold light, protecting you against any lower force intrusions. I call on Metatron to anchor that grid of light into your heart, all 12 layers of the heart center. Aligning the heart and all chakras above the heart with the Great Central Sun, the crystalline core of the Great Central Sun. Let's call to Sandalphon of the crystalline grid of the earth below, to bring up the crystalline grid of ethereal white light up to the feet. Allow that grid to flow up through the legs to the pelvic area. Flowing up through the pelvic area, up the torso to the heart. anchoring into the heart, all 12 layers of the heart. Allowing the heart and all chakras beneath the heart to connect with the crystalline core of the earth. Six angels, six energies, and open. And in this transmission, we call on Goddess Isis and Goddess Nephthys to come and hold the space. I call on the two goddesses to create a temple in your inner worlds, which represents your magical connection to the moon and lunar energies. Your connection in all of its aspects in this lifetime, all other lifetimes, and any connections to the ancestral lines connecting you to lunar energies. Just breathing and opening. And allow a space to begin to arise around you. A landscape of some kind, representing your connection to the moon. That landscape may be green, watery, rocky, desert, or otherworldly. Just open your inner senses, allowing your sense of seeing color, shape, and form to open, allowing your sense of hearing sound and silence to open, allowing your sense of feeling, knowing, touching, intuiting to open, allowing your sense of smell and taste to open. A landscape representing your connection to the moon. Take a step into that landscape. Reach out and touch something. In this landscape, Goddess Isis and Nephthys create a temple representing your magical connection to the moon. Again, in all of its aspects. That temple may be circular, or any shape. That temple may be white or any color. I call on the goddesses to lead you to that temple. When you sense and see the temple, go inside of the temple. The roof of the temple may be open. If it is, you will see the moon and stars above you. In this temple, there may be an altar with many objects on it, representing your connection to the moon once more. Into this space, I also invite angels of the sun and angels of violet and ultraviolet fire to assist in this clearing process. I call on the two goddesses and angels of the sun to make visible any negative agreements, oaths, or promises that you have made in any lifetime, connecting you in any shape or form to the cyclical energies of the moon or the energies of the moon during an eclipse. Especially anything created during a magical ceremony or ritual. If you have any negative agreements, oaths or promises, allow them to become visible in the temple as sheets, parchments, books. Whatever appears, call on the angels to destroy them in violet, ultraviolet fire and solar fire. Imagine ripping them up and throwing them into angelic light and burning them through all minds, all bodies, all timelines, all incarnations, all dimensions of time and space. Calling on your higher self and the angels to destroy anything in your being that would seek to recreate any of these negative agreements. I call on the goddesses and the angels of light to make visible any negative entities or false light beings that you have a connection to concerning any astral magical work connecting you to the moon. Just open and see if any beings appear. If any beings appear, I call on the angels and the goddesses to remove them far from this space. To deny entry to these beings anymore into this temple. To remove them far from your reality and to clear any connection to them. I call on the goddesses and angels of light to make visible any energies, including spells, that is not in your highest interest at this time to remain connected to. Anything concerning the moon that is limiting your path of growth. They may appear as clouds of energy or objects. Whatever appears, surrender to the angels to have burned and destroyed and removed completely and utterly. Clearing any dark spells, any dark curses, any dark magical work, any dark rituals across all lifetimes and dimensions of time and space. Anything concerning a negative alignment with lunar energies. I call on the goddesses and angels of light to make visible any connection you have ever made with any dark satanic group across all lifetimes, those operating on the earth plane or on the astral planes. Whatever appears, to surrender into violet, ultraviolet fire and solar light, burning and clearing everything. Releasing everything to the fire. I call on the goddesses and angels of light to make visible any connections to dark ET groups that have been made in any lifetime involving lunar energies, including lunar eclipses. whatever appears, have the angels and goddesses remove and clear completely from this space. Removing them completely from your reality, all layers and levels of your being. I call on the goddesses and angels of light to make visible any openings, negative portals to the lower astral worlds that have been created through any spiritual or magical work involving lunar energies, including lunar eclipses. If anything appears, have these portals and openings cleared and sealed and disappeared through all layers and levels of your being, removing them completely from your reality. I call on the goddesses and angels of light to make visible any lunar interference in your energy fields, anything seeking to confuse you, to mentally discombobulate you, or create any form of break with reality, or seek to encourage more severe mental illness in your reality. To clear completely in violet, ultraviolet, fire, and solar light. So just breathing, opening, softening and relaxing. Allowing everything to be cleared in this space that needs to be cleared. Just seeing the whole space filled with angelic fire, violet, ultraviolet fire, solar fire from the sun. I call on the angels of light, violet, ultraviolet, fire, and solar light to begin to dismantle and dissolve the altar and all objects on the altar, surrendering it all to the light of the sun. I call on all beings present, goddesses, angels of light, to begin to dismantle the whole temple of the moon, sending all of it into the sun. destroying this temple utterly and completely. I call on the two goddesses and angels of light to begin to reconnect and strengthen your connection between crown and crystalline core of the sun. I call on the goddesses and angels to begin to strengthen your connection between base and crystalline core of the earth. I call on all beings present to assist you in opening the Gaia solar channel between heaven and earth that runs down through the crown, along the spine, down through the base and out into the earth. So just allowing this clearing transformational work to continue in your being, all layers and levels. So turning and leaving the space, coming back through the landscape. Coming back the way you came. Maybe the landscape has changed now. Just notice the landscape around you as you come back. Journeying back to your body. Leaving this landscape behind you, coming back to your breath. Perhaps feeling lighter, more open, more expansive, a greater sense of freedom in your being, a greater sense of spiritual connection to your higher self and your I Am presence. And let's thank all beings working in this transmission. Angels of violet and ultraviolet fire, and angels of the sun, to step back with thanks. Goddess Isis and Goddess Nephthys, to step back with thanks. Archangels holding the horizontal plane, and archangels holding the vertical plane, to step back with thanks. And finally, your teams in spirit of the highest light and resonance, allowing them to step back with thanks. And this transmission is offered to you, as always, with love and blessings. Love and blessings.